Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
All right, there we go. That's a very familiar TV show theme, The Brady Bunch. Why do we play that? Because Eve Plum, who played Jan on that show, she turned 62 today. So we're throwing it out to middleborns. If you're a middle child, I am not. I'm an oldest. And let's find out what our friend Jason Kanz is in the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. I also am an oldest.
Yeah.
And technically, I grew up as an only. So I have two half-brothers, but didn't really grow up with them.
Uh-huh.
So my only middle-born experience is Ian, who is my son. And there have been many classic middle-born things that he has had to endure.
So, is that right? Like what?
Well, I think of he has been left behind at places. For example, I remember years ago, Grace coming back home from church with a friend of hers and had just left Ian there. And so that kind of getting missed. I think my favorite or maybe my scariest story was when he was just a baby. Heather had gone in shopping, and I was going to go in shopping somewhere else, and got into the store and suddenly realized I was supposed to have him. And so went back out to the car, and there he was, still sleeping in the back seat. So, yeah. So
yeah, that's interesting.
He had to do that.
When I think about our left behind stories, that our oldest, actually, Evelyn, has a couple of those that she cites. So it sometimes can be where the birth order, but sometimes, I don't know, she's a little quieter, maybe a little bit more introverted. And not that that would go on the child in terms of that. But all right. So anyhow, we'd love to hear from you if you're a middle child today. What have you liked or found difficult about that today on the listener line, 715-396-1670, and our Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page. I'm trying to, you know, when you try to post something, you can use the color or the backdrop as long as you have, it's sort of like Twitter. Twitter doubled their characters from 140 to 280. But like, and so I'm trying to work with getting the word out about that by, and still I want a color background. So that's my challenge this morning. Anyhow, there's a word that I can't think of without thinking of you because it's chesed, and you use it early, I believe, in Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the word chesed, which comes from the Hebrew, it is often translated as loving kindness or the steadfast love of the Lord. There's a book by Michael Card that came out a couple of years ago, I think, that deals with the concept of chesed, and he says that God's loving kindness is his principal characteristic. That it is his unrelenting love for us is what most defines God in the Old Testament, and in the, I think it continues on into the New.
And I think during a day and a time like this, where we struggle and we wrestle with, Lord, where are you? Or if we believe that you exist, but we're having a struggle with the ways that you're working or what you're allowing, it's so important, I think, tell me if you agree, to get on whatever we can be most sure about the Lord, like has said, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, everyone is, well, I can't say everyone. Many people, I think, are asking that question. Believers and non-believers alike are asking that question, why are things going so badly? Why are things not the way they should be? And I think the natural question that comes up as a result of that is, God, do you even love us? But if we familiarize ourselves with the stories in Scripture, there is this pursuing love that God has for us. And it, he will always, always be faithful toward us. And it's important to remind ourselves of that on a daily basis.
Absolutely. And so, anyway, I posted this last night and found this, and it just says Hesed, and it says the consistent, and each word, you just kind of want to drink it, merciful, kind, ever faithful, relentless. I mean, you feel like, okay, they must be done. No, constantly pursuing, lavish, extravagant, unrestrained, furious love of God. Wow.
Yeah. In Ephesians 1, it talks about that word lavish, that his love toward us is lavish. And that's one of them that really, it just hits me every time I hear it, is that God is not stingy with his love toward us. You know, it's not as though, well, here's your teaspoon of medicine for today. It's he floods us with his love.
You know,
whether we receive it, I think that's another question.
Corey Asbury, I think, caught a little bit of flack for reckless love of God, because some people said, well, how can you say that God's love is reckless? But to me, I always understood that song, and we've actually sung it in worship a number of times. But and you just may hear it on the radio shortly. But the fact is that it to me, it would come across as it seems reckless, right?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I want to hear from you, but think about it. I mean, this idea, the father and the prodigal son story, that doesn't seem reckless. The idea of running out to the son who's done what the younger one did and forgiving him, that seems reckless. Or going after, leaving the 99 to go after the one, that seems reckless, doesn't it?
Right. And I think Tim Keller makes that point in the book Prodigal God. You know, prodigious is excessive. And I don't know that Tim Keller caught a lot of flack for saying that God is truly the one in that story who is prodigious or excessive. And I think when we begin to appreciate God that way, that his hesed, his loving kindness, is infinitely more than we can ever perceive, we begin to understand our belovedness more deeply.
I could talk to you all day, but they'd probably throw me out of here. So, hey, thank you, friend. Love you.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Jason Kanz, check out his website. He's a great follow on Facebook and Twitter, jasonkanz.com. Good morning to Hillary.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
I'm so good. I have a total God story that I don't know if you want me to share now or if I should share later in a segment. But
share now.
Okay, so for over a year, I've been looking for my Social Security card. Okay. Mm-hmm. Could not find it anywhere. I have torn apart our safe, our filing cabinets. Could not find it. Yesterday, I was doing this whole pack of paperwork for my school board position. And one of the forms in there said you need to provide two very specific forms of identification.
Uh-huh.
And I had to have them there today. And yeah, I needed my Social Security card or a birth certificate. Yeah, I don't have a copy of my birth certificate. Laying in bed last night, couldn't sleep. And suddenly out of nowhere, I was like, I wonder, down in our office, we have this little pencil holder thing that holds pencils and our checkbook, and it has some other randomness in there. I was like, I wonder if it randomly got tucked in there. I found it.
Oh, wow. That is a praise the Lord story.
I could not believe it. Cool. I am just so taken aback. It was in there clipped with some other kind of important cards, but nothing real important that you would use frequently. And
that's fantastic.
I am just in awe. I am not kidding. I have been looking for this card for a year because I need to update my license to the federal ID license so I can fly. So
yeah,
I need a Social Security card for that. And I was to the point where I was like, well, I'm going to have to go get a new one, which is a nightmare.
It's just a horrible feeling when you can't find your keys, your wallet, your purse. And when you do, I mean, it is a cause for celebration.
Yes.
Hoots and hollers.
So I am just thanking the Lord today that I cannot believe I found it. So it was honestly, it was him who just kind of touched my left forehead last night and said, look there.
There you go. Hey,
okay.
If you've got a God story today, let us know. 715-396-1670. Also, Jan Brady, better She's known as Jan Brady. Eve Plum from the Brady Bunch. Anyhow, she's 62 today. So the middle daughter, right between Marsha and Cindy.
Middle child day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we want to know from you, pros and cons of being a middleborn. You are a...
I'm a youngest.
You're a youngest of
two. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
And I'm an oldest of three. So, and Caleb is... He's of nine.
The upper levels
the
of
upper
nine.
The upper contingent of nine. He says he was a middle for a short time.
A very short time.
So anyhow, 715-396-1670. Love to hear from the middle kids today. Thanks, Hillary.
Thank you.
All right, got a God story out of the gate this morning, so that's great to get that. And then also telling you today is Shrimp Scampi Day. It's a day to dance. Hillary is. She's
nice.
Dancing in celebration.
Happy dance.
Guide Dogs Day.
Very good.
If you've got one, let us know. Zipper Day and Stop Food Waste Day.
So many things.
Uh-huh. There you
All right.
go. Absolutely.
All right. So I've noticed lately that the mail seems to be moving a little more sporadically. And kudos to our postal carriers because they're just out there dealing with it and doing the best they can. So
I thought you were going to be saying the mails are moving slowly and you got two mails you're working with. So
well, I was a little tired this morning. Shout out to Deb, our mail person here at the station. She is fantastic.
Absolutely. But there's a postman in England that was confused because they received a large envelope and on the outside it said vital survival stuff. Okay. The package originated in Switzerland and was simply addressed to Dave Essen somewhere in Sheffield, England. Okay. Sheffield is about 600,000 residents. So it took the postal carrier doing some detective work to get it to the correct recipient, who was a freelance radio sports reporter. Okay.
Those are important, vital, essential cogs in our society.
The sender of the package turned out to be a listener who scratched onto the outside of the package details he remembered about Essen and said that he had said on the air. And he wrote on the package things like, I think his wife's name is Helen and they have a child or a dog or both.
Wow.
And this postman went to
went
all the work.
He went above and beyond.
I mean, are you kidding? Because, again, say Eau Claire, that seems fairly large. What are we at? 65, 70,000 residents?
Yeah, 10 times
or
the
so?
Size of that.
600,000 people. And this postal worker was like, no, I'm going to find him.
I'm going to find him. So he did. The package contained six packs of popular chocolate that are similar to Kit Kats.
Swiss chocolate is excellent.
I'm just saying, if any of y'all want to send me some chocolate, you can just send it right to the station. Our address is
2396 Halley Road, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729.
It seems like it'd be
Care of the Wib Wake Up Show.
A TV show of this mailman who's also a private investigator, right?
Yes.
So, all right.
I think that's fine. Because I wonder sometimes, like, how many random details of our lives do listeners just kind of know out there that they would
that
put on
would
the
be
package?
An interesting quiz like, at some
what's
point.
What's the random detail you know about us?
Uh-huh. Actually, okay. No, I've got
Caleb's
some
Caleb's creative wheels are turning.
Yes.
Something
no,
has
we'll,
started.
We'll shelve that for a bit. We've got some fun things to give away coming up before too long here. So, but anyway.
This is going to be fun.
No more on that right now.
Okay.
Well, like many countries around the world, Belgium is fighting its own coronavirus outbreak, and it is calling on its citizens to step up, to do their civic duty and help out.
Now, I thought Belgium was known for their chocolate, but apparently...
They're also home to a bumper crop of potatoes this year. And French fries, I guess, are a staple of Belgian culture.
I had no idea.
I would have gone with chocolate first and then waffles.
Yes! Belgium waffles.
But in... the great country of Belgium, as restaurants close or limit service and Belgians sit at home, there's been a sharp drop in demand for frozen potatoes, which accounts for 75% of Belgium's potato processing. Again, going back to they have a bumper crop they've been blessed with this year. So the Belgian Potato Industry Group says, you know what? We've got a huge buildup. We can't store all these frozen potatoes. So as a result, they're asking citizens everywhere in Belgium, please eat more French fries at least twice a week is the official recommendation.
Really? Twice a week? You need to eat fries.
I could live with that.
What an interesting request from the government. So, So let's have the great fries debate very briefly. So Culver's fries are the best because, I don't know, just the size of them, the crispiness. I mean, just the way that they're... contoured. I just feel like I get the most bang. They're not little and skimpy like another fast food franchise that maybe their fries. And I like the taste of the Culver's fries.
Very right. good.
Dip it in some ketchup.
Yeah.
I think current mood, opt for the Arby's curly fries. Hardee's has pretty good curly fries too, but honestly, Arby's curly fries, I love.
It's a millennial thing.
And I think my curly fry love grows from when I'd get regular fries, which are solid. Mm-hmm. But if you ever went to a curly fry place and got regular fries and then found a curly fry in there, it's like jackpot. It's like the boneless fry at the bottom of the bag or the extra long french fry. And then I realized, why don't I just
get curly
live
fries.
A little and get the curly fries?
Yeah.
And that's what I do.
Five Guys fries, like locally, Guys fries, so good. But Chick-fil-A fries, the waffle fries from Chick-fil-A.
I have forgotten that.
Yeah.
They are
with the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yes.
Nothing's better.
Oh, how
but
could
we
I forget
can
that?
Get them here. So,
where do you guys come out on steak fries?
They're good. And I actually, Red Robin. Excellent.
Red Robin has
steak fries. Bottomless fries.
Really?
Yes. You know what I'm forgetting in all of this?
What?
Sweet
keto.
Potato
You're
fries.
Keto.
Sweet potato fries.
I'm forgetting
sweet
keto on purpose.
Sweet potato fries.
Sweet potato fries.
Yeah, those are good.
Oh, remember
so
Lynn's Chatterbox?
I was just thinking, remember Lynn's? She had the best sauce with them.
Oh, what commercials. I have to say, the intensity with which Kavelev gave his answer, I'm already looking forward to going back and listening to the replay of that because it was just like, very good.
We talked a couple of weeks ago about the positives of this pandemic, you know, dolphins returning to the canals in Venice. And you know, there are good things, you know, seeing dolphins and ducks and fountains and things like that. And, you know, the pollution is dropping, all of that. It's great. Well, here's another wonderful thing. Loggerhead sea turtles are flourishing right now. Isn't
awesome.
That wonderful? Yeah. The Loggerhead Marine Life Center in Florida monitors the loggerhead sea turtle nests. And they said in response to the pandemic, even though they're closed, they're continuing to monitor. And they're seeing they've counted 111 leatherback turtle nests and 163 loggerhead turtle nests for a total of 274 nests. That's reportedly far more than the average of number for this early in Palm Beach County, and it's because the beaches are not being overrun by people and dogs and all of that. So, the center is confident that the nest won't be disturbed, allowing the hatchlings to survive.
Wonderful news.
Yay, turtles!
A
I do love me some cute turtles.
You were all like, whoa! And then we were like, whoa! And then you were like, whoa! 103.7
WWIP. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.